Okay, and welcome to something I'd like to call Dinner with Night Fawn. This was born purely out of my own folly. We are currently in my dining slash living room area where I have no insulation, so I'm sorry for any weird sounds you get. My windows are also open, so you'll probably hear people going about outside, and my landlord's family, so I'm sorry about that. So why is this a thing, Night Fawn, you ask? And long story short, I tried to record a full-on second installment Cooking with Night Fawn 2 Electric Boogaloo, but it didn't go as planned. Not at all, because I didn't delete the last one from my task cam, and I had it set in a way that I couldn't see whether it was still recording or not. My dumbass did that. I had a dead cat on it, and that's for you guys that don't know what a dead cat is. It's like a piece of fuzzy, like, material just covered in fur that you put on your mic, and it should cancel out some noise. So I had one of those on there, and that was in the way, and it was on the counter, stuff like that. I don't know. Basically, long story short, there will be no second Cooking with Night Fawn. At least there might be one in the future, but not today, Satan, because my dumbass thought not to check whether my thing was still recording or not, and it stopped about, like, I want to say halfway through the recording. I don't know. If you guys still want it, I'll end up uploading it. Sorry, I'm just rubbing my eyes if you can hear it, because my road is picking up a lot of sounds right now. If you still want it, I'll upload it. I don't know. But for the time being, I'm not gonna upload it because it is currently a symbol of my own stupidity to myself. So, what we're gonna do today is I'm going to try to make some ASMR stuff noises by eating and hopefully give you some semblance of companionship throughout this audio. Someone told me that they actually like having ambient noises in informal audios like this, so if you like that, there you go. I'm probably gonna try to keep the noise reduction on this audio to the minimum again, mostly because I feel like you lose a lot of sound whenever you do noise reduction on stuff that's supposed to sound all ASMR-y. I don't know, maybe that's just me, but what can you do about it? So, what I have with me right now is the stuff I made while I was recording myself talking to what I now know is absolutely nothing in general. Get some tissue, wipe my nose off because, God, my allergies are so bad. I made a stir fry with some radish, some carrots, some bok choy, and some cabbage. And I made a soup with sweet potatoes and pumpkins. And it's really good because I added some, like, curry to it. And I added some, like, pepper and, like, spices, stuff like that. It's really good. Also, I made myself, because there was some extra water that I had to take out of the pot from where I made the pumpkin soup I had to boil. I had to take some of the extra water out, so I took the water and made ramen with it. Like, not, like, proper ramen, just, like, instant ramen. So I guess this isn't an ASMR more than it is just a mukbang. There you go, audio mukbang. Mukbang? Mukbang? I don't know. Actually, let me reposition the mic so it's facing both me and the food. There you go. Wow, I feel like it's picking up, like, sounds are really far away, because I feel like I can hear my landlord's wife, but she's not anywhere near here. She's just, like, outside somewhere. That's weird. Anyway, and then go in with some of the... some of the instant noodles. Really good with the pumpkin water. This is the Atami Atami. My aunt recently, sorry, I bumped the mic. My aunt recently started doing that as like a side hustle. She works in finance, but for some reason she started doing like this MLM thing for Atami as a side hustle, and they sell like beauty products, but then they also sell like instant noodles, which is weird. Like, they sell food and they sell like beauty products, which I don't know. It's like this Korean brand, I'm pretty sure, and this is one of their instant noodle flavors. I don't actually remember. I threw the package away, so I can't even check. But it's supposed to be the one made with sweet potato flour. The noodles are made with sweet potato flour. And it's super hot because it just made it. It's good. The noodles are really like chewy, which is nice. And I guess I should taste all the other stuff that I made. So, I made the stir fry, and let me grab some. Oh, it smells so good. And I've just got some konbu on the side here that I had in the noodle water earlier. Konbu is like seaweed. It's all like super lightly seasoned. And everything I made today is actually vegetarian, but I'm not vegetarian by any means. I just really, really want veggies. So everything is really lightly seasoned because I just more wanted to taste the actual flavor of the vegetables and sort of enhance that as opposed to having like these different flavors. So, go through and this is the pumpkin soup. I was really hoping it would make more sounds, but it's not really making a whole lot of sounds. Hold on. So good. It's actually like super smooth because I finally got an immersion blender. It's so nice and I don't have to blend all my soups and batches in a blender. I just have some water. I was drinking some orange juice with some white wine earlier, but I figured I'd just give myself some water now. So yeah, that's what I have. I can't really remember what I talked about earlier. It wasn't most of what I was what I ended up talking about for the couple hours was whatever I was doing at the time, so cutting vegetables and like cooking and stuff like that. Yeah. I realized how boring of a person I was because I started talking about these shoes that I bought from Winners earlier. And then I talked about how pissed off I was that this audio that I was recording yesterday just... I listened back to it today while I was trying to edit it, and I just wasn't happy with it at all. The way I said things and some background noises that ended up happening. And then I tried to record again today and my neighbors ended up mowing their lawn. So then that's why I started recording the Cooking with Night Fawn, because I just so happened to have some stuff ready to cook. So I figured that would be good. But then I ended up fucking that up too. So, I'm trying to roll with it. I'm trying to continue to put out content. So in the interest of putting out more content, I figured I'd try something like this. Which, I don't watch a whole lot of mukbangs. I guess a lot of it, why people are so attracted to it, in my opinion, are the sounds that people get to make when they eat. And just a general sense of companionship. Like, I don't know, maybe some people watch mukbangs while they try to eat too. Ugh, burp. Ugh, cut that out later. I'm probably gonna forget to cut that out. Yeah. A general sense of companionship while you eat. It's pretty nice too, especially if you live alone. It's nicer than just, like, putting on some... And I guess it is some mindless YouTube content, too, and stuff like that. But it's nice to just have something on in the background as white noise while you do stuff, is what I'm trying to say, basically. it's not going to be for everybody, this kind of content, but if someone out there enjoys it and it makes someone feel a lot better about spending their time eating with me, then I'd say that's worth it. I'm just going to drink some of this broth. Some people would say it's, like, pointless to have two soups. I like soup, okay? Besides, one's a broth and one's, like, full thick soup. So I think it is different. And even if it's not different, eat what you like, guys. I think we should all eat what makes us happy. Unless it's people. In which case, maybe you should eat serial killers. Maybe they taste like cereal. Maybe they wouldn't, but that would be one less serial killer in the world. I feel like that's something that should be in a dystopian novel. It's like the concept of when the world is just so short on food and supplies, do we then turn to eating inmates? Like people who are convicted, like pedophiles and felons and rapists and stuff like that. Like, would we ever resort to just eating them? Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe that's a weird topic for a conversation while you're having dinner together, but I don't know. Oh, and thank you for having dinner with me. Or breakfast, or lunch, or whatever time you're listening to this. I've just been drinking the sweet potato and pumpkin soup. It's really good. I put some pepper and some like paprika. I put some smoked paprika in it and I put some curry powder in it. So it's like this full bodied, like nice, thick, deep flavored soup. Vegetables. I mean, that's a weird thing to say. Like, for your favorite food, just veggies. Maybe it's because I grew up with it, but as I grew up eating cabbage so much, but it's just one of my favorite vegetables. Actually, funny story, because of an episode of Popeye where I think it was Brutus had replaced his spinach with, like, spicy stuff, and when he ate it, he just, like, reacted like, oh, it's so spicy. For some reason, my childhood brain was suddenly equated that to, like, all vegetables are spicy. So for the longest time, I refused to eat any vegetables because I thought it would all be spicy. And then eventually, my mom just sat me down and just forced me to eat a piece of cabbage. And suddenly I was like, wow, like, this is actually really good. And it's not so bad. And she's like, yeah, I know, dumbass. And then, I want to say either, like, the next day or the day after that, I used to have a nanny. This is kind of, like, a thing for people in the Philippines, is, like, some kids have nannies, because my mom was a working lady, and my dad wasn't really in the picture, so she took care of me. So my nanny ended up feeding me bitter gourd one time. I just couldn't take it. I puked all over the table. It's like, no, this is gross. I hate it. That was my tale of woe. I'm actually getting pretty full. I'm not even like, I guess I'm partway through. Not like halfway, but almost halfway. Can I blow your food too? That's pretty much it for the noodles. Plane's going through. If that plane just cut in right just now, it's probably because I had to cut out a sneeze and started coming in as I sneezed and blew my nose. So, there's a really jarring, sharp cut. That's probably why. And I'm gonna drink some water, take a water break as I fill up my bottle for ASMR sounds. Water sounds. Yeah, I finished all my noodles. So I'm gonna finish all my stir fry in this bowl and all the konbu in it so I can pour this soup from this pot because I was eating my noodles in a pot into the bowl, and then that should make all sorts of nice ASMR sounds too. And then I'll finish off with my pumpkin soup. First, I'm gonna take a drink. Actually, I'm gonna... And then, I recently found this YouTube channel where they just purely do, lid sounds. That was good. Okay, gonna eat all my stir fry. And there's not much left of it anyway, so. So yummy. Okay. So. I'm gonna... put my bowl down here. Hopefully you can hear this. Ooh, there was noodles at the bottom. Okay, I'm gonna eat those. So good. little spicy. It's pretty good. I think the, I think the pumpkin soup's pretty spicy too, actually. Because of the paprika and curry powder and stuff. It's never really spicy at first, and then it like builds and builds on itself until you're like, wow, it's too spicy. I need my water. Hold on. I don't think I can finish this food. There's so much. I think my eyes were a lot bigger than my stomach today. I think I'm gonna eat a little bit more of the pumpkin soup, and then I'm gonna have to save the rest for later. Or tomorrow, because it's like late. Yeah, so it's not that I'm gonna stop recording Cooking with Nightmons. It's just that today just pissed me off because I was really looking forward to having a recording for you guys and ended up not having one. So I hope this is okay, and do let me know if you like this kind of thing, if you think like, maybe just keep going with the Cooking with Nightfawns. I don't know. Like, maybe I can do both. Maybe I can do a Cooking with Nightfawn and then Dinner with Nightfawn. Or if you just want one or the other, feel free to let me know. Yeah. So smooth. Yeah. Let me just drink the rest of my water. And before I do, just give you a little more filling up the bottle. And ah, that about does it for this audio. Thank you if you've listened this far. And again, yeah, let me know if you want to hear more of this kind of audio, if you want to hear more Cooking with Night Fawn, or if there's any other kind of impromptu, informal audio that you want to hear, other than my sleeping audio, which I may or may not still do, let me know. And as always, thank you for listening.